The season of Lent is a purposeful journey to the cross of Good Friday and the empty tomb of Easter. Welcome to our Lenten edition of Crosstalk. Here's Sally Buss.
A reading from Colossians 3, 12, and 13. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. I make a serious mistake every morning. Because I get up relatively early and have no flexibility concerning my arrival time at work, I engage in a less than impressive morning ritual that has been going on for years. I never know what I'm going to wear each day until it's almost time to go out the door. A small adjustment to my evening routine would completely solve this problem. All I would need to do is spend a few minutes at most thinking about, preparing, and laying out my clothes for the next day. My mornings would be infinitely improved if I took this one small step each evening. Instead, I continue to flail around my bedroom, scrambling to figure out what is clean, what matches, and most importantly, what does not need to be ironed. Furthermore, the end result of this fashion fuss is frequently less than stellar. Seriously, Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing could be the theme of my morning scramble. When I read Colossians 6, 12, and 13, it struck me how much better off I might be if I deliberately put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience each morning, and spent a few minutes each evening intentionally thinking about how best to put on that outfit in preparation for the next day. The clothes I literally put on each morning truly are much ado about nothing, but God's call to put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience is much ado about everything. How much more focused on living out our faith might we all be if instead of our preoccupation with our look on the outside, we placed our focus on our look on the inside and how that wardrobe is reflected in our daily lives. My family, my friends, my students, and the random folks I come in contact with each day couldn't care less what clothes I am wearing. But as one of God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved by Him, God cares about what I wear, but it is not the choice between boots or flats, leggings or jeans, but it is instead the selection or decision to put on His wardrobe, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. That is the outfit that will always fit, will never go out of style, and never needs to be ironed. That is the outfit that will matter to my family, my friends, my students, and all with whom I come in contact. And that is the wardrobe I need to intentionally prepare the night before. When we stray from our Heavenly Father and make wardrobe choices that fall outside of His call, we can be assured that because of the sacrifice that was made by Jesus, we can throw His outfit right back on the next day, or even the next minute, and reflect the behavior that God's fashion requires, knowing we have been forgiven. The parable of the prodigal son in Luke 15, 11 through 31 reminds us during this Lenten season that when we fail, God finds joy in our return to the fold. Please join me each morning and for a few moments each evening planning how best to put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience for the day, and to put focus on that wardrobe rather than any earthly call for, shall we say, fake fashion. As far as my own morning scramble, when I think about how best to reflect the compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience shown to me by my Heavenly Father, I may start laying out my earthly wardrobe the night before so I'll have more time to reflect on God's fashion for the morning. And as I struggle to make the right godly fashion choices, I pray I will always be as forgiving about others' wardrobes' missteps as God has been about mine. My prayer is taken in large part from the Message translation of today's reading from Colossians 6, 13 and 14. Let us pray. Dear Lord, so chosen by You for this new life of love, help me dress in the wardrobe You picked out for me. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Help me be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense, Lord, help me forgive as quickly and as completely as you forgive me. And regardless of what else I put on, help me wear love, the all-purpose garment. Lord, help me never to be without it. In your Son's name, amen.